Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of C3SYD. I'm your host Beck, and today we're joined by two special guests as we do a very special Mother's Day episode, so let's get into it.
Hello.
So today we have joining us Jordan Spaulding, yeah. Wife of my co-host Jackson, and her beautiful mother Jo. So welcome to the podcast, you guys.
Thank you.
It's so nice having you. Jordan and I, we actually did an episode back when it was SYD Life, and you were quite heavily pregnant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, true. I was trying to remember when it was.
Yeah, it was the single dating married one. Yeah, now you're on the other side of it.
Wild.
So wild. Well, I wanted to get both of you on this episode for this Mother's Day episode. It's this weekend, the day that we celebrate our mums across the world. It's actually quite I think it's funny that we celebrate Mother's Day the same time as America and Northern Hemisphere, but then Father's Day is a totally different weekend in the year. But anyway,
a bit bizarre. Yeah.
Which it just means if someone stumbles across this video, it's Mother's Day where they are, so it's relevant. Ooh. Which is nice. I wanted you guys on this episode. So Jackson's kind of shared a little bit in other episodes about your journey as a couple to becoming parents, and you now have a beautiful baby boy.
Yes.
I just wanted to kind of chat to you about that journey and all that you've kind of walked through and discovered in yourself and in God, and then also Jo being the mother, kind of watching along with that as well to hear your perspective and also some wisdom from you being a mum. So Jordan, could you kick us off with just, a little bit of a background of your story?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, as Beck said, spoiler alert, we do have a one-year-old little boy and he's the greatest gift. It was also a very long journey for us to get there. Jackson and I have been married for 12 years. And I guess after a few years, we decided we wanted to try for a family. Mm-hmm. And I would say for both of us, that's something we had always desired, to be parents.
Yeah.
But especially for me, I had always just wanted to be a mum.
Yeah.
And I know so many women say that, but it was just a thing of I don't know really what job I want, what career I want, anything else, but I know I want to be a mum.
Yeah.
And so for us, starting this journey felt really exciting. And then I guess it turned into a very long season of waiting.
Mm.
And that, was it. It ended up being 8 years of waiting and believing and praying and pleading and grieving and picking myself back up and trusting God again. And there's so many aspects to a journey that I guess it's that long. But there were many different, moments and seasons in that. For us, there was the seasons of just nothing happening.
Yeah.
And kind of being this is not what we thought it was going to be. And, months turned into years and we were cool, where do we go from here? Yeah. And hearing, almost silence from God in moments and just, not really knowing where to go from there. And then there were the seasons of, let's be proactive. Let's get tested to see if there's something wrong. Let's ask doctors for help. Let's go down that road. And then, we had seasons of loss. And Jackson has shared this in another episode, but we, have had seasons of loss. And, one of the hardest parts of our journey was, us losing our baby over halfway through one of my pregnancies. And, that was a whole new ball game of not just trying to start a family, but also
being close.
Just the dream was almost there. We're almost within reach. We got past the first trimester, which is the big milestone, and then it kind of felt like we were blindsided again. And really just walking that out was the most heartbreaking and darkest time I would say of our life. But really, even in that, I can see God's faithfulness. And, the only way that I can look back and say the only way that we made it through that was with God. Mm. And just to see that even before we had, you know, what we would say is our miracle and our boy who's here with us today, even before that, God was so faithful.
Mm.
And it's not just that he's faithful in the miracle. He was faithful that, you know, he comforted us through the toughest moments, the darkest moments. There's no way I could have walked through that without him. And so I guess our journey, it has been so many ups and downs. And right now I can look at it from the other side and say, you know, God is so faithful through it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, incredible. And I mean, I've only kind of been like closer with you for the last like couple of years of that. I kind of just like was watching from afar and seeing it unfold. And you didn't actually even say it to me directly. It was to someone else of like, I just want this period to just like kind of however it ends, like I just want God to be glorified in it. And I would say that that absolutely like has happened, like when it was announced at church and everyone just got to like scream party and cheer for you guys. It was just such a beautiful moment of like and picture of community just like totally being in it with you guys. For Joe, what was it like kind of over those 8 years being the mum supporting and kind of watching it unfold?
I will say it was difficult.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, you love your children and you don't want to see them suffer. And I knew, Jules has already said it, I knew how she longed for a child. She always wanted to be a mum.
Yeah.
And for me, that was one of the hardest things because I wanted that so much for her. You know, so that was difficult. And, you know, it wasn't just, like you said, it was a long waiting season for them. But I knew, you know, the heartache and, you know, the disappointment she was going through. And that was really hard. You know, and I felt that as a mom and I couldn't fix it. That was the thing. I couldn't, just couldn't fix it. And so, you know, I just, I guess that's when I relied on God from my side to help me through and to help me trust him. And to know that they were trusting God. You know, and I have to say, I'm in awe of George and Jackson, of the faith, the trust, the belief that they had in God on this journey and how they just kept honoring him. That really floored me. I thought in all of that, they're still there honoring God, praising God, believing for whatever he has for them. And of course, we were all standing behind them, beside them. Wanting this so much.
I just, it would be so, hard to be in your position of just like, you just can't actually.
I just want to wave that magic wand. You can't
fix it. I guess, throughout the years of it, was there like particular, I don't know, dreams and visions, scriptures, words of encouragement that you kind of held on to, like both of you?
I mean, you know, you could name numerous verses that popped up, songs, that was a big thing, you know, things that came up and just believing in God and hoping, I think, and all those things help, but talking to God and really, really, I think, trusting him, saying, this is okay, this is so hard, but this is okay, you're in control here, and knowing that George and Jackson were had God. And I will never know how George felt when she went through what she went through. And that's quite hard sometimes because I just felt, you know, with your kids, you want to wrap them up and keep them safe always. And I will never know quite what she went through. But in some ways I was able to relate to it and understand a little bit because I did have two miscarriages between my second and third children. And so I think that gave me some understanding and I felt, I was able to have that compassion and understanding for George. And I think it kind of helped us a bit, didn't it, George? Because, you know, when we would talk and just to know that, you know, someone close to you understands and has been there.
I
even
think,
though it was a smaller degree to what happened, but, you know, and as I said, I you know, I don't, it's not quite the same, but we can share empathy, those things.
Empathy and those sorts of things is just so key. It's yes. like people say that thing of like, oh, I just have no idea. Yes. Like I can't even imagine yes. what it would be like. And you're like,
yes.
okay, well, that's actually the only thing you can do is yes, try is. And put yourself in my shoes and yes. like comfort me from that space. Like I've, had some pretty big losses in my life as well. And it's the people that actually do like step into it yes. that just check in and like, oh, how's that going? Like, oh, that's so rough. Yes. And you're like, it is. Yeah. Thanks for saying it. Like, because you don't want to just be that one that you feel like people can't like be open about it around you because they're like, oh, like how's she going to be? And you're like, no, just like actually talk to me about it. Yeah. Don't let it be this elephant in the room.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah. But did you have an answer for the things you held on to?
Yeah. I think, I mean, there were many different things. Mm. I think,
over 8 years, I can imagine.
you know, God taught me many different things and took me through, lots of different moments in that. But I think two scriptures stand out to me.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is kind of the one that I stood on, which is, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something I don't, to be honest, even know the context to that scripture necessarily, mm-hmm. but the like part where it says the land of the living really spoke to me because, you know, I'm going through loss and having, you know, I have babies in heaven, but knowing I really held on to this, like I really felt God was saying that you will have children here on earth and you will raise a family here on earth. And I really stood on that scripture. But then when I was even just thinking about this question, I was reminded right kind of towards the end of my waiting journey, I really felt God highlight to me the scripture, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I feel like, you know, that for me feels quite like a standard scripture when it comes to waiting and believing. But it was actually just the first part of the scripture God asked me to just look at, just delight yourself in me.
It's got that action behind it.
Yeah. Mm. And it was just, he was like, just stop there.
Mm.
Just delight yourself in me, because I feel like something that I really struggled with in the waiting was confusion around why this was happening, and you know, is there something more I need to do? You know, is what am I missing? Is it something physical? Is it something spiritual? Is it something? I was like, God, I will do anything. Like, what more can I do? And there were so many moments of honestly frustration at God, and just like, actually, like, I can't do anything else. What more can I do? And I remember just saying this to God, and that was the scripture that came to me, and God was just like, just delight yourself in me. And I remember feeling such a freedom and a relief in that, because I was like, I can do that. And it wasn't even, and then God will give you the desires of your heart. It was just, all God is asking for me in this season is intimacy and connection with him.
But I saw that you and Jackson, that's when I said, I would just found it incredible how you and Jackson, I saw you in church praising and honoring God through it all. And it spoke to a lot of people that you didn't, you know, and that, and you, just honoring him, George, like you're saying, and trusting and it was amazing to see that. It really was.
Yeah, it's like we had KJ on an episode and he was talking about him and Amanda believing for a child, and like he's also someone that just like in observing how he is at church, like he's always praying for people that are believing for the same thing. He's up on stage worshiping, like always with a massive smile on his face, like he's just in it because he's in it, and what will come, but he's just in it. Like he's just delighting in the Lord. Which we should all do. Whether we're waiting for something or not, we should all be delighting in the Lord.
So I feel like that scripture where God was asking me just to delight in him was just a calling to just greater intimacy and connection with him, and just a reminder that actually all I need is him, and that I can be fully satisfied in him. And yes, you know, for us, we had the miracle, we have the, and he will give you the desires of your heart, but really he brought me to a place of being able to fully let go and surrender that, and just knowing that as I delighted in him, you know, maybe he would shift the desires of my heart, just knowing and trusting that whatever God had for me would fulfill and satisfy me completely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember you saying that to me. I mean, I think it was after you'd already had your baby and stuff, so it was after the journey, but of you saying that you like got to a point of praying the bold prayer of like, if this isn't what you have for me, like change the desires of my heart. Like you put it there, you put that desire in my heart, and if it's not going to come to pass, like take it. Which huge. it's bold, and it's such a prayer of surrender, which can be the hardest thing to have to even entertain the thought of, and like let alone to actually like pray that to God and just let him fully have control of the outcome. It's just hats off to you. Shifting gears a little bit to now you're both mums. Is there something that I mean, for Joe, you've raised kids that are now adults that have their own children. I guess what's like one big thing that's kind of stood out in your whole life as a mum that you've like learned about yourself and about God?
I've learned that you can't control everything in life. And as I think, particularly as a parent, you just want to keep your kids safe. You want to protect them. You want to sometimes control. And when they're little, of course, that's easy. Easier to do. You can't always control them.
Yeah.
It's easier to do. So in those seasons of life, that season of life when they were younger, I guess I looked to God to help me raise them, to guide me, help me support them, all that sort of thing at home. And then once they got older and they left home, then my prayers had to change. And now my prayers are as a mother in the background. And just praying for them, for their lives, and being there for them in the background if they need me. I think that's the main thing.
Though.
It is a big shift. It is. And sometimes I think I do fall back into wanting to fix everything. Just because I think for any parent, you just don't like to see your children go through things. And you just feel like, it's not that you think you know everything. You just want to somehow wrap them up and fix it and make it all either go away or get better. You know, and I really had to trust God in that. And in fact, a song has come to me. It's funny, I was sitting here and I thought of that song that a lot that was, I'll Praise You in This Storm.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
And I can't remember who it's by, but it's amazing. And I will lift my hands. And it's like in the storm when it just seems, life seems so hard and so tough. And even when, you know, bringing up the kids, different seasons we went through and what have you, you know, it's, that I will continue to praise you even when it's difficult. So now I'm more of a, I like to think that I've been able to step back a bit and I can just pray and say, God, okay, now help me just to be there for them in their futures, whatever they need, to support them in that. And now I can be a praying grandmother, which is really nice. But maybe I'm so happy. That's lovely. I feel like, I feel like that's my role now.
That's beautiful. What about you, Jules?
I mean, I'm only a year in. honestly, I think the biggest thing is just the realization that you're trusting God in every season and you're trusting God in every aspect of motherhood, like from, you know, the season of waiting where you think this is going to be my big trusting God moment. And then suddenly you have this small child that you have no idea what to do, and I would say it's an even bigger trust journey, which is wild. But it's scary and it's new and it's all these things. And I think it's just a realization, oh, like, God, I'm going to have to be trusting you through my whole life and through my children's entire life. And, like, I cannot do this without you.
I totally agree. I think, like, one of the common threads that has always come up in our episodes and stuff is that you literally just have to trust God. And something that I've said, like, growing up and becoming a young adult, living out of home, finances being tight, like all that sort of stuff, and like go through like a really big season of having to trust God and finances, and then you get like a little bit of a buffer and it's like, oh, okay, we'll chill. But then something else pops up, oh, I need to trust God in that. And it's just, life's just a constant ebb and flow of lessons where he's like, no, still, yeah, still hold my hand through this. Exactly. Like, you still need me in this situation too. And you're like, oh, what? I thought I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
But he just, yeah, he's a loving father who, like you're saying, like, you just want to wrap your kids up. Like, yeah. I can only imagine how God feels towards us when we do stupid things. And he's just like, no, oh, I just, I want you to do this. Yeah. Like, I know what's best for you. And he just has to, he gave us free will. So he lets us make those decisions, but he's always there when we realize that we need him.
Yeah.
And he's just such a loving father. And yeah, I just love him. Do you have any just kind of like final thoughts? We don't really have much time, but just a final kind of statement of like encouragement to a young mum or an old mum, any kind of mum out there.
Well, I think it's that thing of not holding your children too tight, letting them go, obviously later in life, but giving them to God, trusting him, as you're saying, even when they're little, just trusting him and saying they're actually yours.
Yeah,
you've given them to us. And, you know, through all the ups and downs, just trusting God. For me, I have to keep, as they get older, you keep letting them go.
Yeah.
Because we take them back now and again when things happen. Yeah. And then say, no, hang on. They're yours. I'm meant to be letting go.
Yeah.
So trusting God. And that's the only thing I can say is the best thing. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
That we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Anything from you, Jules?
I was just thinking about one final quote that I'd heard that I really loved. And it was someone actually talking, another Christian lady talking about her fertility journey. And she just said that her testimony is not in the baby. So when, you know, she finally has the thing she's been longing for, but her testimony is just in God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to kind of say to anyone in any journey of, you know, believing for something or, just believing in God's faithfulness for something, that it's not about this outcome.
Yeah.
But actually, I know for me, he was so faithful in every single moment in where he showed himself faithful as a comforter through grief, through peace, through walking alongside me, through the support of family and friends, through our community, our church, just so many things that I have to be grateful for. And I just think, you know, God's faithfulness, that's my testimony, and he has been faithful through every moment.
Beautiful, love it. Well, that is all we have time for today. Thank you so much, Jordan and Joe, for being on this episode with us, and a happy Mother's Day to you both for this weekend. And to those of you listening, if you are looking for a service this Mother's Day, we encourage you head to c3syd.church. We have 4 locations across Sydney. Head to the website, find the one near you, and come along as we celebrate our mums this Sunday. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you on the next one.